God bless y'all. Hope everything's going well. Jesus Christ is Lord. Again, living in a crazy world. I was reading some headline news today. And I see where Trump just granted visas for students, Chinese students. 600,000 visas. Not 6,000, not 60. 600,000 visas. Go spot check me or fact check me. They're coming into this country. Wasn't it like a couple months ago they were our enemy? Does that make sense? I hear we're going into war with Venezuela. We got warships heading into Venezuela. So, boy, that sounds interesting. Sounds like things are getting intense there. Russian Ukraine. That doesn't seem to end. And I read an article about 10 days ago that Trump wants to go to Nigeria and help out the Christians and start a war over there. I'm not saying any of this is good or bad, because I'm just giving it all to God. I'm at the point of head shaking. I hear there's a comet, Three-Eye Atlas, coming at us. And supposedly we're getting hit with the worst solar flashes that we've had in a couple decades. So that's interesting. And I know a couple months ago I read that the Denmark airports got shut down because of UFOs / drones flying around, and the prime minister had to get involved. These are conspiracies. These are blown out facts. This is the world we're living in, gang. This is crazy. And that's just on top of all the chemtrails and all the 5G and, you know, all the repercussions from the, you know, the old poker and all kinds of interesting things going on in this world. And I got to watch out because, you know, I've been known to have a type A personality from time to time. And this stuff seriously gets me upset. And I do feel like Lot. It says in Genesis, he was vexed daily, every day, by what he saw and what he heard. He was vexed. Probably he was in a fight, because we know about how the story ended. Maybe if he did want to leave, his wife didn't want to leave. And obviously his kids didn't want to leave. And obviously his sons-in-laws made fun of him, because they joked when the angels came and said, get out of here. So Lot was in a jam. You know, he was in a jam. We know he was a righteous man because we're told that, but he was stuck in a nightmare to the point God couldn't find 10 righteous people in the place. And I'm sure, not that we're righteous, but we have the righteousness of Jesus in us. If you have the Lord living in you and you're living in this world, you're scratching your head, you're shaking your head. You might want to scream, shout, cry, yell. Unless you're numb, unless you're dead to it all, or clueless, which, you know, the Lord says with a lot of knowledge comes a lot of, you know, stuff, comes a lot of stuff. But anyway, I want to talk today about many are called, few are chosen. What's that mean? Many are called, few are chosen. Well, I'm going to read it out of the gospel. Basically, the chosen ones are those who listen to the call. All right. If you believe you've been called, however, whatever that means, you know if you've been called. All right. Let me read this to you. Jesus answered and spoke unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king. This is a king, which made a marriage for his son, his one son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. They were called to a wedding. The king's son was getting married. And he told his servants to go out and bring the people in. They wouldn't come. This is the king, gang, that's asking. Again, he sent forth other servants. So he sent more servants. Who knows, he might have doubled down. Saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen, my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. Here's the king basically getting on his knees. This is the king saying, Please look at what I've done. I've prepared everything for you. You know, this is what Jesus is doing for us, gang. He came. He died on the cross for our sins. It's all ready for us. He's saying, come, come, listen to my word. Listen to truth. Listen to the way. This is what Jesus is telling us right now. In your life, in my life, come, come. But they made light of it. What an interesting word. They made light of it. In other words, the king talking to them, the king preparing the meals for them, for his son, wasn't a priority. It wasn't a priority at all. They made light of it and went their ways, their own ways. In other words, they didn't even listen to the calling. If you're getting a conviction, if you're getting told in your heart that something is flat out wrong, if you're told to get away from something, you better listen to the call, because the call is coming from the king and he wants his bride to come to the wedding. And that's you and me. Let's not miss this, gang. Many are called, few are chosen. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. In other words, his things. They went to their things of the world. The farm and his merchandise was more important than the king asking them to come to his son's wedding. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. Can you believe this? They even killed some of them. They even killed some of these servants that came. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burnt up their city. So we've gone from, gang, we've gone from this incredibly kind king inviting people to his son's wedding. They wouldn't come. The king goes on to say, gang, tell these people it's ready. The fatlings are killed. The oxen are killed. The marriage is ready to start. Come. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to the farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. This is insanity. They actually took the servants. These are people getting invited to the wedding, gang. They end up, a remnant of them, taking the servants and actually torturing them and killing them. This is what happened to Jesus. Jesus is telling his story. You got to remember, never be ashamed of the Lord. Put the Lord in your heart. Keep him a priority in your life. He's telling us the parable, you know. And we put Jesus Christ on the cross again with our sins when we turn from him. Yes, we can't. We must follow a conviction. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burnt up their city. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden are not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both good and bad, and the wedding was furnished with guests. It's an open invite. I've heard a lot of preachers talk about this, many preachers, that ultimately it was originally for the Jews, and the Jews wanted to kill Jesus. But I always put it to myself, because I know this word of God is within me. It's within me, right? I don't want to turn my back on my Lord. He'll go somewhere else. He'll go somewhere else. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there was a man which had not a wedding garment. So somebody actually snuck in. You still better be dressed righteously for this wedding, gang. All right? There's still, you have to be invited. And you better be clothed in God's blood. In the blood of Jesus. You aren't going to get into this wedding any other way. The invite is there for everybody. Everybody. He went to the highways. He gathered together as many as they found. But when the king came to see the guests, he saw there was a man which did not have on a wedding garment. He snuck in illegally. And he said unto him, friend, this is a little bit, because he calls him a friend here. Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot. Take him away. Cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And we know where the weeping and the gnashing of teeth are. It's in hell. Yeah. For many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. You know, you must be reborn to see the kingdom of God. Seeing doesn't cut it. You got to be born of water. I believe that means you have to be a human. I really do. I believe that means you have to be a human. Because I believe in the last days, you're going to have people that look like humans, act like humans. You're going to have clones. You're going to have different bloodlines. You're going to have different DNA. You aren't even going to know what a human is other than if they are reborn. Yeah. And born of the Spirit. Yeah. I truly believe that. You have people getting born with three DNAs now. It's getting right back to the days of Noah. Yes, it is. When the angels left the original estate and bred with the daughters of men. We're there. They're messing with the DNA and it's heading that way. But getting back to the few are chosen. Many are called, few are chosen. If you're being called, all right, there's a big difference between being called and being chosen. If you've heard the word of God, if you know the word of God in your heart, you better listen. You better go to that wedding ceremony. And you better go with the right garments on. You better go with Jesus. You better not go with your traditions. You better not go with your rituals or your holy days or your baptisms or your confirmations or your sainthoods or anything like that. You better go with the simple faith of a child, knowing that I deserve God. I am nothing without him. He died on the cross to redeem me and bring me back. You better go with the same simple attitude as the man on the cross that says, Jesus, hey, I deserve to die. You don't. Remember me in paradise. And Jesus said he would. Those are good examples. Matter of fact, they're scriptural because Jesus says you cannot make it in the kingdom of God without being like a little child. Yes. And God, hey, he narrowed 66 books down to two phrases. Love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. So we have to know who our Lord is. Our Lord is Jesus. Our Lord is the Lamb of God. Our Lord is God incarnate in the flesh through his word that died on a cross for you and me. When he was on the cross, he was every bit human. He had to go to the Father and say, Father, forgive them. They not know what they do. Right? He had to go to the Father. Other places, he just forgave the sins themselves because he had the nature of God. He was every bit man on that cross. This is the death he died for you and I. We're going to die, gang. The world's a $3 bill. It's insane. I got to personally watch it. All right? I tend to use logic with a lot of things, and I can't logically figure this mess out, and it plays with me, but I know the Spirit of God in my heart. And I can't use logic for this. No, not human logic. Human logic doesn't walk on the water. Human logic isn't born of a virgin. Human logic doesn't pay its taxes by pulling money out of a fish's mouth. Human logic doesn't die in the grave and rise. No, no. I believe it through faith because I know what happened to me. And then it all made sense. Yes, I was a sinner heading to hell. Yes, I was listening to demons. Yes, sin was an opportunity to enjoy myself. And then I read, there's pleasure in sin for a season. Everything that happens to you is in this word. In the word. Whether you know the word or not, it's in there. When you know him as your personal savior. You want to be chosen. Okay. And the chosen ones are those who follow him. Follow him. And don't confuse all this lovey-dovey stuff. Don't confuse it. You know, I was listening to a 1960s song the other day. Put a little love in your heart. Very nice song. You know, put a little love in your heart. And the woman's flying around in the tulip bed. Very nice. But, you know, there's a certain love that just comes with agreement, comes with compromise, comes with tolerance, comes with warm, fuzzy hugs. No, our love came on a cross. Blood, crown of thorns, nails, spit on, tortured, made fun of. That was true love. Because that's the love that paid for your sins and mine. Right? So our love has to be the direction of souls to the Lord Jesus Christ, wherever we are. Wherever we are, hold fast in Jesus. Don't give up. Stay in Jesus. Fight the good fight of faith. Put on your weapons every day because we're fighting actual invisible entities that want to rule you, kill you, destroy everything you have. And they come through your thoughts. So take every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Cast down every imagination that comes in, that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And stand in readiness, it says, to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So there's going to be a war. The flesh and the spirit are contrary to one another. You were delivered out of the flesh, although you have to put the flesh to death every day. You have to deny it, which means resist it. And we're told to submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. So gang, amidst of all the insanity going on, and we know what God's war club is. God's war club is war, pestilence, and famine. And it could be right around the corner. So get spiritually, mentally, and physically ready for it. Because it's God's word. And God's word doesn't change. And there's nothing new under the sun. And don't get too soft and think the way you're living right now is going to continue. It could be over like that. In one blink of an eye. War, pestilence, and famine. God's used it to correct. And believe it or not, he loves the people he corrects. And he uses it to clean. He cleans off the dross, the silver and the gold, through fire. So God bless you, people. Hold fast. We know the way. There's no other way. And it's through the cross. And Jesus dying on the cross. No other way. No compromise. No tolerance for anything else. Yet, we love all people. Why? Because we know our God made them. Right? And we know that we're the salt of the earth. And we're the light of the earth. Because he told us. Not because we're pride or arrogant. He told us that's what we were. But he says, if we aren't the salt or the light, what good is it other than to trample on? So be salt and light first within yourself by being obedient within yourself, by being content, staying away from murmuring, staying away from clamoring, gossip, greed, lust, envy, you know, the whole bucket list. And walk in Christ and deny yourself. And God bless you. And amen.